It's time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing. I'll say welcome back in. It's been a little over a week since we've done the morning briefing, but happy to be back home after a long stint in Vancouver attending multiple conferences. So let's get started. Today is February 1st. After a huge move took gold from $1,630 in early November to the mid-$1,900 range, gold has been drifting sideways between 1915 and 1950 for the last 8 trading days. Yesterday, the Yellow Dog was taken down $25 overnight, but launched about an hour before the COMEX opened and ran from 1915 to as high as 1946 before settling the afternoon Globex session at 1943. Silver has had a big move starting in September, running from $17.75 to over $24 in December. Since mid-December, silver has been coiling around that $24 level, oscillating between $23.50 and $24.50. The Mining Stock Journal commented that the lateral move in silver over the last 6 weeks has completely relieved the overbought technical condition of silver. The next move in the metals will be short-term dependent on the tone of today's FOMC policy statement released this afternoon. However, long-term, the Mining Stock newsletter is confident that both gold and silver will be considerably higher by the end of the summer. Following the lead of gold and silver, the mining stocks, using GDX as the proxy, have also been drifting sideways since the beginning of the year. A pullback in GDX to its 21-day moving average has been accompanied by declining volume, suggesting that the next significant move could be higher. Further supporting this possibility has been a material deterioration in investor sentiment towards the precious metals sector. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers here in just a moment, but first a quick word about today's sponsor. This episode of Mining Stock Daily is brought to you by Fireweed Metals. Fireweed Metals is advancing 3 different projects within the Yukon and Northwest Territories, including the flagship McMillan Pass Project, a large zinc-lead silver deposit, and the MacTung Project, one of the largest and highest-grade tungsten deposits in the world. Fireweed plans to advance these projects through exploration, resource definition, metallurgy, engineering, economic studies, and collaboration with Indigenous people on the path to production. For more information, please visit fireweedmetals.com. And here's what you need to know this morning. Regulus Resources shared the results from the remaining holes from its Phase 2 drilling program at the Antucori copper-gold project in Peru. The holes expressed multiple intervals of mineralization throughout the 7 holes reported this morning. Select highlights included 128 meters of 0.08% copper, 0.3 grams per ton gold, and 3.87 grams per ton silver in hole 54, 323.25 meters of 0.49% copper, 0.11 grams per ton gold, and 6.3 grams per ton silver in hole 56, and 240.5 meters of 0.38% copper, 0.26 grams per ton gold, and 7 grams per ton silver from hole 58. These holes were successful in expanding mineralization to the north. Holes 53 and 55 were designed to test portions of the Colquirmi claims, currently owned by Buenaventura, where Regulus can earn up to a 70% interest in the claims by completing 7,500 meters of drilling. With this drilling, the threshold has been met, and Regulus has notified Buenaventura. Buenaventura now has a one-time right until February 22nd to either give Regulus a 70% interest in the claims or give Regulus a 30% interest in the claims and a cash payment of $9 million. Let's see what happens here. Regulus trades on the TSXV with REG and on the OTCQX with RGLSF. I'll also add, I have an interview with CEO John Black on the books and we'll be airing that later today, which was recorded the other day from Vancouver. American Lithium published the results of a maiden preliminary economic assessment for its Tonopah lithium claims, located in Esmeralda Lithium District near Tonopah, Nevada. The PEA base case envisions an initial 4.4 million tons per annum processing throughput expanding to 8.8 million tons per annum. This base case signals a pre-tax net present value with an 8% discount of $3.64 billion at a $20,000 per ton lithium price and an internal rate of return of 28.8%. Total CapEx is estimated at a $1.4 billion with a payback period of 3.6 years. The PEA alternative case is identical but with added production of high purity magnesium sulfate as a byproduct over life of operations. This shows a pre-tax net present value of just over $6 billion at a $20,000 lithium price and $150 per ton magnesium sulfide price, and an internal rate of return of 38.6%. There appears to be little difference in CapEx between the base case and the alternative case. American Lithium trades on the TSXV with LI and on the NASDAQ with AMLI. Fortuna Silver provided an update on its Séguéla gold project located in Côte d'Ivoire. The company says construction is winding down and the company expects commissioning to begin in Q2 of this year. Overall, the project is approximately 90% complete as of the end of January and remains on track and on budget for first gold pour in mid-2023. Mining preparations are underway with the Antenna Stage 1 pit having been cleared and grade control drilling in progress. The run-of-mine pad and antenna pit haul roads areas have been cleared in preparation for their construction, which is scheduled to begin in early February. Fortuna Silver trades on the NYSE with FSM and on the TSX with FVI. Angus Gold announced drill results from the 2022 drill program at the Golden Sky Project in Wawa, Ontario. Results from 8 holes were successful in confirming the extension of the strike length of the Dorset Gold Zone 500 meters to the east. Hole 47 intersected 1.3 grams per ton over 52 meters and included 4.1 grams per ton over 12 meters. It was drilled in a northeast direction, oblique to mineralization, approximately 500 meters east of the Dorset Gold resource. The drill hole was testing a newly interpreted structural model of the Dorset Gold Zone and was successful in identifying its potential eastern extension. The hole will be used to guide ongoing exploration drilling to define the full strike length of the gold mineralizing system at the Dorset Zone. The company also noted that the 2023 winter drilling program has also begun. Angus Gold trades on the Venture Exchange with GUS and on the OTC with ANGVF. Suma Silver was also out with drill results this morning from its Mogollon project in New Mexico. The focus of the ongoing 3-rig drill program is testing extensions of mineralization around the consolidated mine centered on the north trending Queen vein. Results included 16.6 meters of 445 grams per ton silver equivalent and 17.8 meters of 339 grams per ton silver equivalent. This mineralized zone remains open in multiple directions with strong silver-gold assays returned from holes at both ends of the current drilling pattern. And those 3 drill rigs remain on the property. Suma Silver trades on the Venture Exchange with SSVR and on the OTCQX with SSVRF. Defiance Silver has appointed a good friend of the podcast, Doug Cavey, to the position of Executive Vice President. Doug has been an instrumental member of the team for the past several years, managing key aspects of their corporate functions as well as exploration and technical programs on the ground there in Mexico. That's it for us here on the Morning Briefing. We'll be back with more corporate updates that we recorded throughout the last few days in Vancouver, so stay tuned. The Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Commodity Network and investment research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by our friends over at the Junior Mining Network. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Be well. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.